Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our My One Quote podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Rob.
How are you, Rob?
I'm doing really good today. Thank you, Hannah. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. We booked one of our honeymoon accommodation places.
Ah, so this is the proper honeymoon, not the mini moon.
Yes, that's right. The proper honeymoon. We're going to Chiang Mai in Thailand. And we've booked two things now. We've booked a hotel for our second week. And the only other thing we've booked for our first week is two nights in a treehouse with 50 cats.
That's fantastic. Because the one with 49 cats wasn't available.
Right. So yeah, we're really, really looking forward to that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So what are you going to do when you're there in the days? Are you going to go out sightseeing or anything like that?
Yes, we're going to do some sightseeing. There are lots of temples, as I'm sure you as I'm sure you know. So temples, just some relaxing as well, because it's our honeymoon. We're going to, you know, find some nice coffee shops, go to the night market and do all kinds of things like that.
Sounds really nice indeed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bet you can't wait.
Yeah, we're really excited. How about you? What have you been up to?
Nothing so crazy. I mean, what have I been doing? Like, kind of just preparing for Christmas. I'll be going to Oxford to see my brother because he's just bought a house in Oxford.
Oh, wow.
And so now we're going down to see that. And he lives close to an area, maybe some of our listeners will know this area in England. It's called the Cotswolds. And it's very pretty.
Yes. Oh, I love the Cotswolds. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do some walking around there, some drinking around there, and general messing about, which should be fun.
Can I confess something on this podcast?
I really think you should.
So this is, I'm going to tell you and all of our listeners a secret. So please don't tell anyone. We spent every summer in the Cotswolds with our grandparents. My English grandparents loved the Cotswolds. So they used to rent a house there and we spent every summer there with them. And when my grandparents died, quite a few years ago, maybe like 10 or 11 years ago now, my dad and his sister wanted to scatter their ashes. So, you know, just for our listeners, you know, sometimes when someone dies, you bury them. Some people want to be buried in the ground, but some people want to be cremated, which is where you burn the body and then there's just ash left. And then you can keep the ash or you can scatter it, you know, spread it somewhere nice that where the person wants to, I don't know, a place the person loved. My grandparents loved the Cotswolds, so we decided to scatter their ashes there. But you know, the only problem is, legally, you're not allowed to do that in the UK, right? You're not supposed to scatter dead people's ashes.
I've never done this, so I actually don't know that. I didn't actually know there's a legal thing about doing it.
You're not supposed to scatter them, I think, in certain, definitely in public sort of places.
Okay.
I think. So we got their ashes and we kind of mixed them together in bags and we cut a little hole in the bottom of the bags and my dad and my aunt walked around very slowly and these sort of grey ashes were coming out of the bags. And I think my grandparents would have really loved it. I think they would have thought it was really funny. So we had a nice day out in the Cotswolds.
That's what I'm going to be thinking about when I go to the Cotswolds. That's brilliant. No, that's great. I think that's hilarious and wonderful.
Yeah. Hannah's grandparents are around here somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely somewhere, yes. Okay. Do you have a quote for me?
I do, yes. Today's quote is quite a nice one, I think. It's from a guy called Fred Rogers, also known as Mr. Rogers. Have you heard of Mr. Rogers?
So is he American or is he British? I think he's American.
He was American. Yeah, he died
famous in the UK though.
He is. Yeah, everyone in the UK knows who he was. Mm. He died in, I think, 2002 or 3 or something. And he was an American guy who was super popular in the US for having a TV show, a children's TV show, and kind of being like the nicest man ever. He was like a really nice man. He really cared about people. And my quote comes from him. Let me just find it. I've got it here. And he said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" And I really love that. It's such a hopeful quote, such a hopeful thing to think about in the middle of like a disaster or if something bad happens, you know, and so many bad things are happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately now with our phones, we get this information, you know, 24 hours a day. It's like, this earthquake has happened here, you know, these people have been stabbed, this shooting has happened. And it's just, it's nonstop. It's relentless. It's nonstop. Mm. And it can be really bad for your mental health, I think. We're not supposed to get this much bad news all the time, directly, you know. And this is something that's really, really helpful, I think, is when those things, when these things happen, if we look for the helpers, you'll always find people who are helping, she said. She's right. There are always people who immediately help. They stop what they're doing. They run into danger. You know, they run towards danger to help other people. And that's what we should focus on, I think. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree that there are always going to be the helpers. They may not appear in the news as often as what we could maybe call the troublemakers, right, let's say, or the unfortunate people.
Yeah.
But when you were saying it can feel very relentless when you read the news, the bad stuff can feel very relentless. I think the only reason the world keeps going and it has done for so long is because people's kindness and goodwill is also relentless.
Yeah, I guess so.
And in a way, you can argue, I'm sure people have different opinions on this, but I would feel like probably there's about as much good in the world as there is bad.
Do you think there's as much or do you think there's more good?
This is a difficult question. There is a there's a professor at Oxford who's called Steven Pinker.
Mm.
And his research is all about the question, is the world getting better or is it getting worse?
Mm.
And according to him, and a lot of data and research from around the world is getting a lot better all the time, even though it does not feel that way in the news. And there are some people who really, really disagree with his judgment. But I can't remember all the things he measures it on, but I think they're all things that we would agree are generally good. Like, for example, the amount of war in the world. So right now, we probably know about two very big conflicts that are happening in the world, Ukraine and also what's going on in Israel and Palestine. But comparatively, there's a lot less war in the world than there used to be. It's just that a lot of the war wouldn't be in the newspapers.
That's it, isn't it? That's the problem. You're right. If he can measure this and if he can tell us, you know, things are better, there is less conflict in the world, then the problem is, even though there's less conflict in the world, we're seeing every part of the conflict there is.
Sure, this is correct.
So that's the problem, isn't it, for us as like people in the world. We're getting all of the bad news all the time.
This is true. This is true. Bad news.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think one thing about news, I don't read the news, which is maybe not a popular thing, but my point of view is the news is, it is a money-making business. I feel like I would be mistaken if I felt that, if I looked at the news as a source of telling me genuinely, really what is going on in the world. I don't think it's very effective to do that. I think it's very effective as something that is a business. And unfortunately, bad news tends to make people read more than good news.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you shouldn't get your news from one source, definitely.
Yes.
Because, like, I think it's very difficult to find a news source that is truly neutral, you know. So I try not to get my news. I do follow the news, but I try not to get my news from just one place, because I think every media company has an agenda. They have a, you know, they have their views, they have their opinions. So it's very difficult to find truly neutral news sources.
Yes, I believe this is true.
Yeah. So I think if you do get your news from a few different sources, then I think at least you're getting a few different opinions and you can decide from there. But you're right, news is a money-making business, which is crazy, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
We have an idiom in English, which is to read between the lines.
Mm.
And this is usually something that we say with regards to the news. As you say, nearly every news outlet does have its own agenda. And so I've been told that if you do read the news, you need to read in between the lines, which means you need to look at what is really the truth in what the article is saying. And you have to also identify what is probably just the newspaper's opinion about something.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Quite a serious one today, it feels like. But I meant it to be a hopeful quote.
There's hope is everywhere. That's a really hopeful message.
It is. I think so. I think, yeah, we just kind of got stuck on the bad news part. But I think the important thing to remember is whenever we do see bad news, there are people out there trying to do the right thing. And that's what we need to focus on. That's what Mr. Rogers said. Well, sorry, that's what Mr. Rogers' mum said we should focus on. And I like that. I like that way of looking at the world. I think it's a more optimistic way to look at the world.
I totally agree with you.
Nice. Well, that's all from us today. Thanks for listening, as always. Please join our BritCent membership as well for the English and Korean transcripts with key expressions. I think you can find more details about that in the link below. And yeah. Good to see you again, Rob, and see you soon.
Good to see you too, Hannah. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.